This is Twit.
A bit of hardware news has been leaking throughout the week. And earlier when I saw this, I was like, oh, I'm super compelled. And then there was an event this morning by HTC. And I'm super curious to hear, Sam Iskovich, your insight into this from Ars Technica, because I don't know what I was expecting, but as far as like VR headsets are concerned, I don't know that I was necessarily wooed by what HTC had to offer. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hi, Micah. Hi, Jason. Yes, as you can see right here, I have the brand new HTC Vive Flow on my face in the form of $9 sunglasses. I'm kidding. Although I do like green on my face. Yeah, so y'all saw probably the same thing we did. For anyone tuning in who's not familiar, HTC has been behind on all things virtual reality for the 5+ years that it's been doing it as a commercial enterprise, meaning selling relatively affordable VR to people that can they can install it in their homes. And they've been kind of blown away. Obviously, Facebook and Oculus have been in the leadership on that front. If you've heard about people buying VR kits over the past few years, it's probably Oculus. It's probably Oculus Quest. And HTC has mostly been making stuff that connects to computers, and not just computers, but very nice ones, because they need all of the graphic bells and whistles to run 90 frames a second of video in your eyeballs so that you don't get sick in a virtual world. So this week, we all saw Twitter leaks of what looked like something out of a Venture Brothers episode or any other number of sci-fi films, these bug-eyed virtual reality sunglasses that seem to be called HTC Vive Flow. Turned out that is exactly this leak. It was a few days ago where it just showed image after image, very clear, lots of technical hints to what it would be. And then it landed. But I think you and I all kind of wondered what shape it would be. Do you want me to kind of tear into exactly what was revealed?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the headset itself. Obviously, a very unique style to it. I mean, with the Quest, we're kind of used to like the broad kind of plate on the front. You aren't really kind of seeing, you know, any sort of shape around eyes or any sort of resemblance to sunglasses or bug eyes or anything. This thing just looks different. I guess the thing that it reminds me of more is the Magic Leap headset. It kind of has a little bit of that kind of like bug eye approach. But why? So what's so unique about this design? What, do we have any indication as far as why this looks this particular way versus what we've seen before?
Well, when I was talking about Oculus at the top, that was in part because they've been very much about that, what you were saying, a plate all around your eyes, something that looks very much like a bulky headset. And this is arguably the biggest push of something that's more like sunglasses, which might make you think, oh, these could be augmented reality, or these could be more comfortable, or something of the sort. Even the Magic Leap set, even though it's kind of sunglasses looking, also has a sort of steampunk helmet kind of thing going on. So that those are the questions we had. And the answers aren't great on a technical level, because it's not augmented reality, meaning you don't see the real world in front of you with these. This does not put 3D images on your table that you would then manipulate with your hand or your controller. It's meant to block out the world and put virtual images in your face. So there's that distinction. Also, it has what's known as 6 degrees of freedom tracking, meaning you should be able to move your head around in virtual space, get up from a chair, and have all the rest of the virtual stuff move around in kind, which is similar to Oculus Quest. But it only has 2 forward-facing cameras, and one is hidden behind each of those massive lenses. So we don't necessarily know how good it is at tracking a fuller spaced room. And worst of all, HTC still isn't willing to tell us what the heck the specs are inside of this, how much power there is. We know that there's some sort of processing inside the headset, as opposed to an external, what's kind of a processing puck or processing brick, which Magic Leap has. So whatever smartphone style guts are inside of this thing, they're inside of this Svelte kind of headset, which does appear to look more like sunglasses, at least how you put it on your face, as opposed to a virtual reality set that has a whole full-on strap and maybe a dial to clock it in and stuff like that, as we've seen from PlayStation and Oculus and Valve. So it's all very weird, because it doesn't seem very powerful, and it doesn't have hand-tracked controls. The idea is you need an Android smartphone, which then the headset will sync to, and it'll work as a pointer of some sort. And we don't know exactly how that works, but that's different than a lot of popular VR apps, especially on Quest, where it expects full hand tracking, maybe two hands, maybe some buttons. This conversely says you need an Android phone, and then it'll kind of point at stuff, and it'll work with meditation and video conferencing and media streaming. And there was a simple game that was previewed. It's got a terrible Slurpee Snake. Space Slurpees is the name of it, which I'd never heard of until I said this. It's out on other platforms, and it's a very simple looking like snake on your old Nokia smartphone, but in 3D. So I'm kind of rambling there. And that's the reason I'm rambling is because HTC hasn't done a great job of coming forward and saying this is exactly how it works and who it's for. We're left a lot more question marks than exclamation points.
And that's one of my primary questions after watching part of the event this morning and then reading through both the rumors, and then now, you know, there's some even hands-on. I think Upload VR had some time with the device. It's really hard for me to be able to look at this and know exactly who it's for, because it's like this weird kind of mixture of things we've seen before. Like it's almost like it's an Oculus Go in the way that you have that single controller. It's like one step further than smartphone VR, but not far enough for it to be true VR. It doesn't have the head straps, like you said. So the idea of actually playing like full-on motion VR experiences, probably not going to happen, because you get too active and the thing's going to fly off your face. It's $500, which means it's a couple hundred dollars more than probably, I think, the popular leader in the consumer VR space, the Quest 2. Who it's for is really seems to me to be the huge question here. If you had to guess, given what you know, what do you think?
I mean, here my answer there is someone at HTC said, we are seeing Chinese OEMs getting the form factor down to something that's more sunglasses size, which I think a lot of people might by default go, well, I would try that out. Maybe not a full bulky Oculus style thing, but something that looks more like sunglasses. Sure, I'll try that out. So I think HTC said, let's do that. Let's get that sunglasses style thing. Okay, what's the price point we can get away with? 500? Because again, Oculus and Facebook are losing money per unit sold, or at least they had been. If they've gotten it profitable yet, we haven't heard about it. So it's not surprising that $500 would be the price you do if you're not looking to, you know, burn through cash in order to, I don't know, create Facebook accounts or any of that madness. Mm-hmm. So $500, sunglasses style, and yada, yada, yada. I feel like there's a lot of yada, yada, yada in terms of how they get to that price point and that size. And ultimately, then that leaves us with the question mark of who would strap into this? And I think it's truly people who wouldn't look any further than those two simple bullet points, because it doesn't seem like this is going to be instantly usable. Like right now, you go to HTC's site and you check for compatible Android smartphones. I have a Galaxy S9. It doesn't work. The Galaxy S10 from Samsung is relatively new. Also doesn't work. You need no less than the Galaxy S20, just from the Samsung line of things. And I didn't do a comprehensive look of every Android handset, but it's something to do with either the 5G chip that it wants in order to connect wirelessly or something like that. So that's a pretty big hurdle, because you'd think, oh, you own a smartphone, you're good to go. Not so much. So I guess I just think that once you begin looking anywhere past $500 looks like sunglasses, you run into more roadblocks than you do accessibility, because I'm just not sure that higher price and lower power is going to lead people to go, I want to use this for meditation, very simple games, and very simple video conferencing, unless some, I don't know, IT department is charmed and buys 100 of these for their staff and thinks that this will be the ultimate VR video conferencing tool that is free of Facebook's bounds. And let's be clear, I think maybe our excitement when we even talked before the segment went live was in part because we're all hungry to see something that's accessible to an average non-super nerd. That's VR that is outside the Facebook ecosystem, because Oculus has clamped that down. You have to have a Facebook account. We even learned very recently what happens when Facebook's servers go kablooey. That affected people in VR. Some people are still lost in VR. They were strapped in and they're not allowed to leave without the Facebook connection. That's a joke. But ultimately, there's just nobody else pushing in that direction. And so I think some of our salivating was more optimistic and hopeful. And I'm not sure that this will actually bear out in that way, that, you know, we can hope for something that's competitive on price and performance compared to the Oculus Facebook combo. But I don't think this is going to be it.
Yeah, really. I mean, it does not look that way. And then when I saw the $500 price point, before I knew how incredibly limited this headset actually is, I was like, okay, well, maybe $200 extra is the non-Facebook tax, because, you know, I'm pretty certain that Facebook is selling its hardware, you know, as low as possible, because where it's really making its money is the services that it requires, you know, you to be tied into in order to use the device. So they're probably selling, I mean, I'm guessing, but they're probably selling it at somewhat of a loss just to get that tie-in, that lock-in. Maybe $200 is the tax there. But then you aren't out of any sort of feature parity. The idea of locking this into a Android device as the controller, I mean, Micah, that, you know, you are a VR fan. You have the Quest too, that locks you out, because I mean, I'm guessing you don't have an Android device to control one of these with. That would I'd have to
pull one out and hope that it's modern enough to be able to work with it. And so, yeah, I think that this does potentially limit folks who don't exist in the Android space to be able to try one of these out.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's super confusing. We don't have a whole lot more time, but I did want to throw in here, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and CTO Andrew Bosworth posted images of themselves with Oculus prototypes. Do you think this is timed intentionally, or was this just, or I mean, what do you think as far as what they tweeted?
Well, let me see how quickly I can get in and out of this. They have so many random prototypes and skunk work things happening at all of their different Facebook Reality Labs offices, including one near Seattle, that I'm not shocked that they can just at any time pull those out. But Facebook has, I don't know if you've heard, a reputation problem, and they would be actually pretty well positioned to use the virtual reality side as a way to, I don't know, get people to stop talking about all of the other things and problems and regulatory potential measures and so on. And they're not necessarily great at that. Reacting to HTC seems silly on their part, since barely anybody's paying attention to HTC as a big VR player. And additionally, they just released a big exclusive game for Oculus, Lone Echo 2. It just landed out of nowhere this week after years in development. No PR push, no video sizzle reel, just like with a thud. The whole side of Facebook, they're clearly working on things, and on the Quest or lower powered side of things, it's happening. They've got an Oculus Connect coming later this month. That'll be Facebook Connect. That's their virtual reality specific conference. We're certainly going to see some sort of headset news there, whether it's a new product or a tease or something. That's all coming. I think that if I was on the Facebook PR side of things, I'd be doing a lot more to try and talk up the wizardry and wonder of what's coming, because they don't have anybody necessarily who's banging down their door competitively. So if they leak a secret, it's not like, oh my God, HTC is going to show up and steal their thunder. So I think now would be a good time for them to trickle the hopeful, weird plans they might have for the metaverse to get that conversation going. They're not doing a great job of it, but we're almost certainly going to see something more advanced, because they're making money with Quest 2, or at least they're acquiring users. That's for sure.
Yeah, they
are buying Quest 2. And so they're not going to slow down that momentum, at least with that platform. But Oculus has its own soupy world of people who like to use VR with computers. And Facebook seems done with that, which is fair and it's fine. But that's sort of the messaging happening this week with that mention of the game Lone Echo 2, which is computer only, does not work with Quest standalone. And that's a whole mess, which I'll be talking about at Ars Technica pretty soon. I can go into all sorts of detail on VR, but right now, HTC and Facebook, that's a hilarious, like, that's not even a question of who's winning that conversation on the VR side.
No, indeed. Facebook has it really locked up right now. And like you said earlier, you know, those of us who are really interested in VR, we are pining for an alternative. We're just kind of waiting for it to happen. Who knows if it's going to be HTC at some point or some other company. But Sam Moscovich, always a pleasure getting you on the show and talking VR with you. I love these conversations. People can find your work at ArsTechnica.com if they want to find you online. Where can they find you?
at Sam Red on the Twitter, and then just go through your favorite search engine and look for Steam Valve VR. I've got a recent report about leaks about things they're making, which are a little bit more computer centric, but seem to be aimed at Oculus and Quest and Facebook. So for more on that stuff, that's pretty recent. Look into that, dive in. Always a pleasure to talk with you all. Have a good one.
All right. Take care, Sam. We'll talk to you soon.